وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. This is Hossein Latifi and you're listening to a program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. In this episode, we were talking about the concept of mankind in the Holy Quran. And we said that according to the verses of the Holy Quran, mankind should try to achieve the perfection that is designated for him or her in the overall creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we said that the necessary elements of this journey, one of them is the faith, iman, and another is action, or the righteous action, al-amal al-salih. In the previous episode, we talked about the distinction, clear-cut distinction between right and wrong, and that it is impossible morally for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to not make a distinction between the two. There's a verse that Quran says, أَمْ نَجْعَلُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمَلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ كَالْمُفْسِدِينَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Is it possible that we place those who were criminals and wrongdoers like the way or in the same position as we place those who had belief and carried out righteous action? أَمْ نَجْعَلُ الْمُتَّقِينَ كَالْفُجَّارِ. Is it possible? Is it even thinkable that we place pious people in the position of criminals and wicked people? So according to the Holy Quran, this distinction is there, and it's impossible. For example, in another verse, it says, لا يستوي أصحاب النار وأصحاب الجنة. It's not, they're not equal. Don't you think that we are all together? No, you're not all together. There are good people and there are bad people. And bad people are not equal to good people ever. So, we said that for judging the action, in order to make that distinction between good and an action, good and bad action, we should consider not just the appearance of the action, but also the intention through which the action has been carried out. And also, there is something that I call the direction of the action. And when I give example, you may understand it better. So sometimes the appearance of the action is good, and the intention is also good, but the direction is not good. Meaning that, let me explain in an example. Like, for example, a person sees there are some prisoners, and there was a system for carrying out judgment and justice, and that system put these people into prison. And let's assume that system was a just system. And some of these prisoners, they were criminals, they were people, who like infringe upon the rights of other people, and they have to face the punishment. And all of a sudden, a person comes to the picture and says, okay, these people are going through pain, and I'm going to set them free because they should not go through the pain. And so the intention is good. The appearance of the action also is good, just opening up this the doors of the prison and set these people free, set all of these criminals free. And then what happens is that criminals go to the to city and create a lot of troubles and issues for the city. So that person's action, setting these people free, could look good, like opening up the gates, and also the intention, in all simplicity, the person says, I'm going to help these people. But the overall result of this action is evil. So sometimes it's not even enough to consider the action itself and the intention. You also need to consider the overall result of an action. For example, when the time of one duty that is in priority comes, and then a person attends to another duty that is not priority, then this is not a good choice. Like, for example, we say on the day of Ashura, there were people who started praying and or went into, like, for example, worshipping, to do acts of worshipping of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they did not attend to the help of Sayyid al-Shuhada. So worshipping of Allah is good. But when you do it in the wrong time, it could have evil results. That is the massacre of Karbala. So this is also another aspect that we should consider when we judge actions, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes in consideration all these dimensions based on His overall knowledge of everything and complete and full knowledge of everything. We will have a break and we come back to continue our discussion about action and the role of action in the perfection of mankind.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. This is Hossein Latifi, and you're listening to a program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. We were talking about the importance of action and the role the distinction of good and evil plays in our understanding of morality and moral judgments. We said that the distinction is very important and it has been emphasized in the Holy Quran. And we said that in order to classify certain actions either under evil or good, we have to consider three things: the action itself, the intention, and also the direction that it has. Another thing is that the actions that we do, there are three different we can classify the actions in three different ways. One of them is how we act when it comes to our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the actions that we carry out towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the actions that we carry out towards other people, and the actions that we carry out towards ourselves. So these three main areas of actions that we have. And for each of them, Quran has certain teachings and certain directions. For example, the way that we should first consider and understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, we should not attribute any kind of oppression or injustice to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا رَبَّكَ بِظَلَّامٍ لِلْعَبِيدِ. We should deeply believe this. Some people, somehow, at the depth of their heart, they have doubt about this, and they think it is possible for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do injustice to His servants. So this is injustice. This is not the right understanding of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is true that we cannot oppress Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's because He is greater might and He is a greater entity. But it's possible that we have the wrong understanding, misjudgment about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is a kind of injustice in itself. So this, our action, our understanding and attitude, the understanding will result in a certain attitude, could be right and wrong. Also, our attitude and our actions towards other people could be right and wrong. And this is called in our religion as haqqun nas, the right of people. It's very important. It's very possible that people commit like certain sins or greatest of sins. What is it in the Holy Quran? It's shirk. Against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you ascribe and you attribute partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the greatest of sins. But then it's also possible that people commit sins against other mankind, like infringing upon the rights of others or disrespecting their rights, and it's very important. And also it's possible that the person does injustice to himself. ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. Those people who commit sins, mainly they are destroying their eternity. They're destroying their spirituality. So in these different categories we should talk about, inshallah, when we talk about different cases and examples of good and evil action. What are the good actions when it comes to our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What are the examples of good action when it comes to the relationship with people and also with ourselves? Inshallah, in the following episode, we talk about these as they are the important and necessary elements in the perfection of mankind according to the teachings of the Holy Quran. Thank you very much for listening. Inshallah, I hope you join me next episode to follow up these discussions. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
صلى الله على محمد صلى الله على النبي صلى الله على محمد وعلى